I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Tracy G. from A Thousand's Never Enough group of NA, whole softball.
I'm just going to sit down, I guess. Small crowd. Hi, everyone. I'm Tracy. I'm an addict.
Hi, Tracy.
I had to take out my post-it where I wrote step 4 and 5 down because I was very tired and I was afraid that I would forget what they actually were. So I have them here. But before that, like, I feel like, you know, obviously before you start working steps, you have to find a good sponsor. And, you know, people that know me know I had kind of a rough start in the rooms. I have a hard time connecting with people, and that's partly my fault. But, like, coming in, I didn't know that not everyone's there for the right reason. There's healthy meetings and not so healthy meetings. So it was kind of rough in the beginning, but, you know, I kept coming back, and I met my sponsor, and, you know, like, I get vibes from people, and, like, I was meeting women, but I wasn't really, like, getting the vibe, like, hey, I want to meet up with you and tell you everything I've done wrong in my life. But, like, so I met her, and not that I got that vibe from her, but, like, something that I felt like I could work with. And then, so she was my sponsor for maybe, like, 2 weeks, and we headed out to a meeting out of town. And so we pull up, and we get out of the car, and we're walking into the meeting, and all of a sudden I turn, and she's literally Superman flying, tripped over the curb, and almost face plants in front of the meeting. And I laughed, and I made sure she was okay. And then I looked up, and I said, thank you, God, I have found my person. Like, this is it. I found her. These are my people. And then I was ready. I was ready to start working the steps based on that moment. I was like, I know that I have found the person that is meant to take me through this. So step 4 was not fun. I mean, nothing about it really even sounds remotely fun. And really, just in the last couple months since Sandy asked me to speak on it, have I really thought a lot about it since I had worked it. And it's like, you know, I remember when I was going to go over step 4 with my sponsor, my husband's not an addict, and he said, you know, like, what is it? Like, what are you doing? I said, well, basically, I'm going to write down every shitty thing I've ever done to anyone, every shitty thing anyone has ever done to me. Then we're going to sit down for hours, and we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll see you later. It wasn't real hard for me to write the shit down. Like, you know, I feel like most of the shitty things, you know, we're kind of aware of when we're doing them, after we've done them. So, like, that part wasn't real hard. You know, I was as searching and fearless as I feel like I could have been at the time. And, like, really, you know, I showed up to go over it. And I think before we even opened the book and read the first question, like, I just immediately started crying. Like, I'm just an emotional person, and I said, you know, like, I'm crying and I'm going to cry. And she was like, that's okay. And, you know, but, like, it's hard. And really, like, I started saying, got sidetracked. I haven't really thought about it much since I did it. But, like, the most important thing in doing it is learning to let some shit go. So, like, I started realizing, you know, my list of resentments and thinking about them and how I feel about them. And I honestly can say that a few of them I'm able to let go today, like, where I was not able to do that before. And, like, some days, some of them I'm able to let go, and then the next day I'm like, nope, not ready yet. But, like, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, you get there. But, like, you have to do it. And, like, I didn't want to do it. Steps 1, 2, and 3, I feel like I kind of, not breeze through, but, like, I went through them pretty quickly, and they were fairly easy for me. I did struggle a little bit with higher power, but I got through it, and then, like, got to 4, and I just kind of, like, sat there for a little bit. And, like, my sponsor, you know, she doesn't co-sign my bullshit. Like, she'll let me have a moment. Like, I'll call her and be like, I feel this way, and I feel like I'm insane. Like, no one else feels this way. I'm, like, out of my mind. And it's not like that. She'll be like, no, that's normal. We all feel that way. But now get your head out of your ass and let's move on. So it's like I'm allowed to just, like, lose it for a minute, but, like, then I get kicked out of the nest again. Okay. So, I'm going to be honest. After we went over my step four, I was in therapy and marriage counseling for several months, like, honest to God. But we worked through it, and, like, we're okay now. And, like I said, I'm able to let stuff go. Like, I hadn't a large part of my resentment is my mother, which I'm sure is the same for a lot of people. And I hadn't seen her in probably 2 years. And I was able to go back to New Jersey and visit with her. And have I let go entirely of the resentment? No. But I was able to spend time with her and allow her to see my kids. And, you know, it was a good time. And, you know, I had resentments towards one of my younger siblings. And it wasn't until I was talking to my mom that I realized that I had actually let go. She was like, oh, you know, I didn't know how you would feel about seeing him. And I said, you know what, Mom, like, I'm at the point in my life where, like, other things are important. Like, I can let that shit go. And, like, you know, she understood that. But, like, I know, like, watching even, like, my sponsee sisters, like, struggle with it. And I feel like, you know, it is really scary, like, when you think about doing it and you're not really thinking about what happens after. Like, I know everyone says it, like, it's pain when you're doing it, but then you have freedom. But you really do. And I remember seeing a sponsee sister of mine, like, that was ahead of me in the steps when I came in. And I remember her talking about it, and I remember her complaining, and she, like, really scared the shit out of me. But then I remember seeing her, like, months later, and, like, a change in her, and things, like, obviously she was able to let go. And so it kind of gave me, like, some hope, like, it, you know, if I put the work in and I do actually fucking survive this nightmare, that there will be some freedom. So, and I have sponsees myself today, and, like, we haven't gotten to that point. You know, we just started some step work with, you know, a couple of them. But, like, I'm able, after doing my own step four, to, like, have a different take on things. Like, you know, I can let shit go, and, like, when they're telling me things, you know, like, a year ago, I would have been like, oh, well, fuck that person. Like, so you can have a resentment towards them, fuck them, you know what I mean? And, like, now, like, I have a different perspective, and it's like, okay, what's important? Like, should we be concentrating on this, like, little stupid shit that people are doing, or are there bigger things that we can be concentrating on? And, like, that's new for me. Like, I wasn't able to do that before. Like, I can actually go on Facebook, read some stupid fucking shit, and keep scrolling. Like, whereas a year ago, I had to comment on everything. I had to argue every point. You know what I mean? I'm able to just let shit go. And I lost my train of thought a little bit there. So, crap. So, searching and fearless moral inventory. Yeah. So that's what we're looking at. And, I feel like the goal is to, like, each time you do step four, is to maybe have a shorter list of resentments, and hopefully maybe not the same resentments that you had the first time around. Like I said, I'm getting to that. Like, I've let some things go. I'm not ready to let some of them go yet, but, like, I do think about them. I think about them sometimes on a daily basis. And like I said, some days I can say I'm over it. But then the next day I might kind of come back to him and be like, not really so much. And, like, we make jokes, you know, like, oh, you're going to be in my step four. And it's like, you know, it's funny sometimes. But, like, in general, like, I really, it takes a lot for me to actually, like, hold a resentment and actually, like, really feel like I resent someone today. I mean, I might resent them for like an hour or two, like a couple days, but like I get over it. But to actually like say like I'm going to put you in my fourth step, like it takes a lot more for me today to get to that point. And I feel like that's growth. I'm bombing. This is bad. I'm glad there's not a lot of people in here, but I'm being recorded, so. So I feel like, I have no idea what to say next. So we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Okay, so that's step five. So we covered step four. So I did admit to the God of my understanding, and to myself and to my sponsor. And really, you know, that is a difficult thing to, like I said, like it was kind of easy to write the shit down when you don't have to like say it out loud. And then when you're like reading over the shit and answering the questions and, you know, saying it out loud, like sometimes, like I was aware of the shit that I did, but that sometimes just like hearing it was like, wow, I'm like a really terrible person. But, like, you're not, like, you know, everyone does stupid shit, and, like, it's, you can choose to hold on to it, or, you know, you can move on from it. And, I know I'm, like, short, but, like, I am gonna end it there.
Okay. Thanks, Tracy.